We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Lamed Bet Amud Bet, in the wide lines, six lines from the top, where you have the Beis from the Ein Mishpat. First word on the line is Hashem Tzvakot Yegen Aleihem. Ein Mazkirin Zikaron Shel Yachid V'Afilu Letova. When we say Zichronot, we don't mention the individual's Zikaron, even if it's a good one. Kigon Zocheni Hashem Birtzon Amecha Ochon Zocherali Elokai Letova. There, King David speaks about himself, or we don't mention that. It has to be a communal zikaron. Pikdonot arein kezichonot. The word pkida is the equivalent to zikaron. Kigon, v'Hashem pakad etzara. Ukigon, pakot pakati itchem. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Now here we see that about tzara imenu, that's okay. V'Hashem pakad etzara. We actually say it on Yom Kippur. So that's Am Yisrael. David HaMelech is not, and Sarah Imenu is. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einan kezichonot. He disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, Einam tpiknot ha'arein kezichonot, Hashem b'kad tzara, pikdon yachidu, kivan datu rabim minak, rabim damia. The Gemara explains, even though David HaMelech was fighting the wars for Am Yisrael, and he had a public position, nonetheless, Sarah Imenu, she's the matriarch, everyone came from her, so that's called Zikaron de Rabin. So sharim rashchem yinasu b'tcholam v'yavo melech hakavod mi zemelech hakavod Hashem Yisus v'gibor Hashem gibor mechmas. So sharim rashchem yinasu b'tcholam v'yavo melech hakavod mi zemelech hakavod shem tukot melech hakavod sela. So those psukim, rishona shtaim, shniya shalosh, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, so that covers the first pasuk, two, the second pasuk, three. Melech hakavod. The second pasuk, Melech Hakavod, Miuzem Melech Hakavod, Shem Tzvakot, Melech Hakavod Tzela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Chat, Shnia Shtaim. Because he says when you're asking the question, Miuzem Melech Hakavod, that doesn't count. So that's why he says the first one counts as one, the second one counts as two. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkenu Zameru, Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elokim, Shtaim, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yes, so Rabbi Yossi says it says Zamru leMalkenu, so that's the equivalent of Malchus. That counts as two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achat, because he says at the end of the day you didn't say he's the king of the world. You said he's our king, Malkenu. Our whole point is Melech Kol Haaretz. Today Hashem is Melech over the universe. Veshavin b'malach Elokim al goyim, Elokim yashav al kisei kodesho shiachat. Everyone agrees that pasuk only counts as one, because when it says yashav al kisei kodesho, doesn't mention Hashem's kingship, even though it says he sat on his holy throne. That's not kingship. So malach Elokim al goyim counts as only one. Zikaron shiyesh batruah kigon shabaton zichon truah mikakodesh omraim zichonot omraim shofarot. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you could say it twice. Once for the word Zikaron, and once for the word Trua, even though it's the same pasuk, it has both in it, so you could use it twice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omra, Ela, Im HaZichonot, Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only say it with Zichonot, because the Trua over there is not speaking about blowing. It says Zichon Trua, commemorate the blowing. So you have Zikaron, but you don't have the Trua there. Malchut sheyesh imo truah kigon Hashem lokav imo truah melech bo omraim malchut omraim shofrot divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it counts for both, because you have malchus, you also have shofros. It says both. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ino omra aleim malchuyot bilvad. Says no, it's truat melech. The stress is the melech. The stress isn't the truah. So he says it only counts for malchus. Truah sheni malo klum kigon yom truah yelchem omraim shofrot divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Inom Rakolikar. Rabbi Yehuda says the trua has to be a trua of Malchus. If you just mention it's a day of blowing, that's not considered a trua. That's not good enough. We said in the Mishnah, Matchil b'Torah Mashlim b'Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mashlim b'Torah Yatsa. Im Mishlim Di'evedin lechatchila lo. Rabbi Yossi means only if he did. It's only b'Di'eved lechatchila. He shouldn't, according to Rabbi Yossi, end with Torah. V'atani Rabbi Yossi Omer Mashlim b'Torah Reizem Shubach. Rabbi Yossi says in the Braisa, the best is if he concludes with the pasuk of Torah, Amas. The Gemara says, okay, so maybe we have to edit our Mishnah. The Mishnah should say, Rabbi Yossi holds Mashlim b'Torah. He does conclude with a verse of Torah. V'ayim Mishlim Ptani. The Gemara says, No, but the Mishnah does say if he did it, the Evidim Chatzila, no. The Mishnah certainly seems to say it's only b'di'evid and not lechatchila. Hachi kamal. The Gemara says no. This is what the Mishnah means. Matchil b'Torah mashlim b'Navi. Rabbi Yosi or mashlim b'Torah. V'mashlim b'Navi yatsa. You got it wrong. When Rabbi Yosi says im hishlim, it should say really im hishlim b'Navi. So here's a big question: how does that fit into Hachi kamal? That should really be chisur mechzer of Hachi k'tani. Okay. Tani nami achi. Amar bi razab Rabbi Yosi v'tikin. Important word, v'tikin.
Yeah, the Oz v'hadra, they bring that definition in the Gilui and Rashas.
V'tikin, okay, the ancient ones. Hayu mashlimin ota b'Torah. They used to end with the pasuk of Torah. So that way, the Torah is the one that gets four verses, because you have 10 verses. You can do 3 Torah, 3 Navi, 3 Ksuvim. Who gets the extra one? So the Vatican were always careful that to end off with the 10th one, you did 3 Torah, 3 Navi, 3 Ksuvim. The 10th one should be going back to Torah. Honor the Torah, that it should get the extra pasuk. Bishlema zichron shofaroti ketubah. Zichron shofar, I have no issue finding 10 psukim. You have many psukim throughout the Tanakh about zichronot and shofarot. Ela malchuyot la tu davyan. But malchuyos, you only have 3 psukim in Torah. How do you end up with Torah again? You need 4 in order to end with Torah. You have 3 in the whole Torah. Hashem elokav imot tuat melech bo, vei bishurun melech, Hashem yimloch lo lam naed. Those are the 3. Banan veinan eser, you have to end up with 10 total. Veleka, you don't have 10. Amar avun ata shema, shema yisrei shem kenu shem echad, malchut ivrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yudha omer eina malchut. Vyadata hayom vashevata levevecha ki Hashem elokim enod milvado malchut ivrei Rabbi Yosi. The recognition that Hashem is the only one in control. Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad. Ein od milvado. That's malchut, says Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yudha omer eina malchut. Ata horeta ladat ki Hashem elokim enod milvado malchut ivrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yudha omer eina malchut. So all this goes in line with Rabbi Yossi's reasoning. And Be'emet, Rabbi Yudha and Rabbi Yosi, Allah has Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the powerhouse Tana.
The Vatican went with Rabbi Yosi.
Yeah, very good. The Vatican also went with Rabbi Yosi. Now it is Rabbi Yosi's son, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi, who says it. So, okay.
When it says Nevi'im, is it talking about Nevi'im and Ketuvim or just Nevi'im?
Where?
Where we said Shnim ben Nevi'ah.
No.
It's just talking about Nevi'im? So we don't mention Ketuvim. We don't mention finishing with Ketuvim. We don't mention anything about Ketuvim.
Where don't we mention Ketuvim?
Here in the Mishnah.
Where are you now? Our Mishnah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a given.
That's a given.
That you're saying two of them in the middle, right? The only question is, what order are you going to do it in?
The question is, what happens? So I guess, Mashma, if you finish with two of them, you're not Yotze.
I don't know if you're not Yotze. We're discussing what you should do with Chatzila. I don't think anyone would say you're not Yotze for the Yemen.
So why is it. So what, the Mishnah is coming to tell you what's lechatchila and what's not lechatchila?
Yeah.
Why does it say Hishlim b'Torah yatza? Not Hishlim b'Ketuvim yatza or anything else?
I don't know. You're right. In Rabbi Yossi, it seems that if you ended with Ksuv Mim B'Diev, you're not Yotzev. That's very hard to say.
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
Okay. That's what it seems like. In Echinami. Onward. Look, the truth is I don't begin to understand what we're doing here. So maybe it's not so hard to say. Why do you have to say 10 psukim? What's the point? I have no idea. Then Chazal said to us, and it's a machlok, whether it's Rabbanon or Doraisa, so if it's the Torah, okay, Hashem said so, fine. But the more, the easier understanding to say is that it's Rabbanon. Chazal said to us, and that's a generally accepted opinion. So Chazal instituted it, and why? What's the importance? I said, Tim Tzukim, I mentioned Hashem is Melech. Why? So I don't know. Maybe it's Kabbalistic. I don't know. Don't know.
Ten is an important number.
Yeah. We're continuing with the Mishnah. עבר לפני הטבע ביום טוב של ראש השנה השני מתקיע. We do תקיע שופר with the Musaf prayer. So this is a very interesting term here. The second one, so remember in their days davening consisted of a chazan who began Birchos Kriya Shema, went through Shmone Esrei, right? Began and said Baruch Hu, everyone said Baruch Hashem Baruch Lam Vayit. He said Baruch Hashem Baruch Lam Vayit, and then he did all the talking, everyone was listening. Baruch Hashem Kem Achlam, Yotzor Baruch Hoshech. Okay, says the first blessing, second blessing, just like in the Yemenite shul. And everyone sits and listens, and when he finishes each blessing, they just go, Amen. Okay, he hits Shema, then everyone joins in and says Shema together. And then the final blessing, and then Shmon Esrei, he says for everyone, Amen, 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 Gamarnu. Okay, so we have a silent Shmon Esrei for those who actually know it by heart, and a loud Shmon Esrei for everyone else. So you have two chazanim, and they're playing central role here, because all of shul really revolves around them. So, Haver Lifnei Teiva, B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, and we have to one time be medayik, why sometimes says Haver Lifnei Teiva, and sometimes Hayored Lifnei Teiva. So, the second one is Matkia. What does Matkia mean? Doesn't say he's Tokea, it's not him.
He makes the blowing happen, right. So
he makes the blowing happen. That's a good translation. Yes. So what does that mean?
I mean any number of things. Find out exactly what the...
Yeah. Uvishat Halel, Harishon, Makret Halel. And at times where you're going to say Halel, so then the first one... He is the one that recounts, reads, or how would you say, makre?
He's kind of like calling out. He's
likro is to read, kore is to read, makre is to read out to others.
The makre is the one who says tkiyo.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay.
What is that again? I think...
He initiates the reading. He causes the reading of the Hala.
The Matkia, you could say that because he's the one making the davening, once he reaches the point where the shofar is to be blown, so then it's blown. He's Matkia.
Say better. Say it better. Until you started talking, so I thought we have to blow shofar. We have to blow shofar with Malchus, Zichrons, and Shofros. So okay, so he davens, and then we reach that point. We read and we blow. But what happens if I can't make it to shul? So I blow shofar. So to my mind, shofar is my mitzvah. And then there are points where they stuck in the shofar. No, says the Mishnah, there's a connection between the prayer and the blowing. Yes, when you don't have the prayer, you'll do the blowing anyways, because there's a biblical mitzvah to blow. But when there is davening, so then the davening is intrinsically connected to the tkiah shofar, and so the one who's doing the davening is called a matkia. He's not just the one who pauses and waits for you to do your tkiah shofar. There is a connection between the tefillah and the tkiah. He is matkia, the one who's doing the davening. He is causing the tkiah shofar. Yeah?
Why are you saying that?
Because that's what the word matkia means. You yourself said, how did you translate matkia so beautifully?
He's the one who causes the blowing.
He used those words, right? He's the one that causes the blowing. How is he the one causing the blowing?
By his reciting Shmona Esrei, he is the one who arrives at the point upon which the blowing is to be begun.
That's a cause?
Yeah.
That's a cause? Or is that just... okay.
We don't blow until we reach the proper point. He's the one who's going to reach it.
Okay. Onward.
Now, what's he makre the halal? Is he calling out the halal and other people?
Sure, yes. Ancient halal was he'd read a verse, they'd say hallelujah. He'd read another verse, they'd say hallelujah. How many hallelujahs are there in halal? 123. 100. How do I know? No.
Says no.
Rambam says, corresponding to the age of Aaron HaKohen, 123. So why does the Rambam tell us a correspondence? Ah, good question. Mai shna sheni matkia mishum de bidrovam hadrat melech. Why is it that the second one blows, causes the halal to be blown?
The
shofar to be blown, thank you. Mishum de bidrovam hadrat melech. Because it's more glorious to the king when you have more people present. So do the halal the same way. You don't do that because by halal you say zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. What does zrizin makdimin lemitzvot mean?
Means the early bird gets what? It people who are mizdares are early to do the mitzvah. They don't delay to do the mitzvah.
One who is swift, and obviously we all attempt to be swift. We all attempt to be a zariz. So one who is swift, zirizin, makdimin, are quick or proceed. Not with an O or with an E, right? Precede. Le mitzvot. To do mitzvot. Okay? So as early as I can, I do it. Tkia nami nevet bereshom nishom drizrizin makdimin le mitzvot. So then I should also do tkia with the first one, with the Baal Shachris, because of zrizin makdimin le mitzvot. Amar bi Yochanan, bishat gzirat mamalchut shanu. You're right. The enemies made a decree, we're not allowed to blow shofar. And the enemies waited in ambush for us for 6 hours to see if we did, if we obeyed them or not. Did we blow shofar in the morning or not? After 6 hours worth of davening, they got tired of us and they left. So then we could blow shofar at Musaf. So that's why, that's when the Mishnah was talking about. But today, really, we blow shofar in the morning. You're right, we don't wait till afternoon. Really? So Rashi, that's what you'd get from Rashi. That's what you'd get from the simple reading of the Gemara. Along comes Tosfos. And even though now there is no decree, so revert back, do it in the morning. No, we don't. Why not? Zrizin makdim le mitzvot. Dechay shinan shema yachzo davar lekilkulo. We're worried. Maybe again they'll have a decree against us. So that's very funny. Really, they're going to make a decree. If you do it at Musaf and they make a decree, then you're really in problems. Because then what? You have no eitzah left. Meaning, when are they going to make that decree?
But isn't this a thing of
okay, maybe, yeah. Sometimes maybe it deserves a long discussion. What about a gzera? What about a biglala gzera? Okay. Tamo imo. Yeah. But according to the Jerusalem Talmud, this works really well. The Jerusalem Talmud has a different malach in this whole thing. It says, what happened was, our enemies assume they're blowing shofar, the Jews are rebelling. You see, early in the morning, they're getting everyone together. So they went out and they attacked and they killed us. And that's why the rabbi said, no blowing shofar in the morning, you do it at Musaf. תכיחזו דקרו קריאת שמע מתפללין וקוין בתורה וחוזרים פעלים ותוקין עם מבני מסייו אינון אסקין, כלומר בחוקים ובתורתם. Because they see, they read Shema, they have their long Shmona Esrei, they read Torah, then they go and daven again, and then they're standing there, and finally they blow shofar, so then they say, ah, they're doing their Ijibiji, they're busy with their statutes and their way of life. So that's the Jerusalem Talmud. But the first Prat Tosfos gave needs a lot of work. According to Rashi, needs a lot of work. So let's open to the Rif.
Not all of us have the roof. Oh, I do.
So the Rif says,
"Which stuff?"
That's a good question. No Rif on it. Daf Tesa Meralef. Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that it once happened like that. But the Ran addresses an important question that should have bothered us. Dim Toma. See where the Ran says Matnitin. Okay, so we're in the Rif Daf Tes. It's a Gemara. You have a different page, so. Goes like this.
It is in the top of the paragraph, the old page.
It says Tesam and Aleph, where the end of Tesam and Aleph. So look in the Ran where it says Matnitin, already from after the Ran.
We're already running over time.
I need you to shift the drop for the camera. Okay, says the Ran. Lim Toma, Lamani Tamid, the Shatak Zeha. This should have bothered us. Huh? Why do I need the reasoning of Shasa Gzeira? That's why they delayed the blowing of shofar to Musaf. We said, he's reason makdim in the mitzvos. What are we talking about? You need to do it with Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. How are you going to do that? So I had in mind, I was wondering this question, I had in mind the Tirits of the Abudram. I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, I'll tell you now. The Abudram says, V'chein ten pachdecha Malchios. Uvechein ten kavod zichronos. Uvechein tzadikim yirvi yismachu shofros. He says that Chazal built into the shachris a malchus zichronos shofros correspondence. So I was trying to figure out, we still need psukim. Yeah, you know, it doesn't really work. But okay, but I said, okay, being that it's all drabanan, so maybe that's how it'll work. But the Ran brings up the question directly. Vim toma, lamani tamen deshatak zeha. Typically the tiyota said, rabachot ninu. Hey, you need your shofar with the Shmoneh Esrei, with your Malchios Zichronos Shofros, v'tirat ha-musafinu di'ika teisha, lefish maskin behem Malchios Zichronos Shofarot, ha-pshachit leka el ha-zayin brachot, u'mishumachi lo tachinan bu. The simple answer is, you need to blow shofar with Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. That's why you don't do it in Shachris. Lefichach ha-amru, temeha mashma, shekol tfilot ha-yom tit. That's why some say that from here you see that all day long you should have nine blessings. Shachris should also have a Malchios Zichronos Shofros. Some want to say that. That's what the Baal Amor wants to say, Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi. We have him here? Yeah. Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi. They see Amor HaKoton under the Rif on the other page? That's Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi. He's always attacking the Rif. That's why he calls himself Amor HaKoton, because he considers the Rif the large luminary, so he considers himself the small luminary. Milchamet Hashem, the Ramban is always there to defend him, yeah. Okay, back to the Ran. The Meikar HaDedin and Rosh Hashanah Zayin Brachot Ela Teisha, the Razor, the Baal Amor, Rabbi Mizrachi HaLevi holds that Meikar HaDedin Rosh Hashanah always has nine. Ben Ba'avi, Ben Shachit, Ben Mimusav, Ben Mimimchauch. The Amrinu Bepek, Tzvirat HaShachar. Han Yudchei Keneged Mi. Han Yizayin De Shabbat Keneged Mi. You know this. We just did it yesterday in Brachos. Han Yitet Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. Umeya Mashma, Dikshem Shenechlek Be'yudchei Shulchol. Just like every day, weekday, you have Shmona Esrei and all the davenings. Uveshevet Shel Shabbat, Kenen Lechlek Be'tesha B'chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Minagan Shel Yisrael Einokin. But says the Ram, that's not the minag. Shen Mitpalin Tesha B'chodesh Rosh Hashanah, but Tfilat Musafin. People only daven nine in Musaf. וכן המפרש בירושלמי פרק כמה דשבועות, תגרסין נתם רבי יעקב בשם רבי יוסף, האומר, העובר פני התלה ביום תוך שלוש השנה, ושחית בית שמונה מרים שמונה ואת לנו מרים שבע, ומוסף בית שמונה מרים עשר ואת לנו מרים תשע. פירוש, ביום תוך שלוש השנה שכה להיות בשבת, כי אמרת, עשוי הלילה בית שמונה שבע ויום תוך, כל אחד קובע ברכה, ואת הלילה לנו מרים תשע, פירוש, ביום תוך שלוש השנה שכה להיות בשבת, כי אמר, I went back a line. קובע ברכה לעצמו, ואינו כוללן לשניהם בברכה אחת. וליל סברי שאינו מברך לה ברכה אחת לשניהם. They say, well, hold, Yom Tov and Shabbos get the same bracha, Beis Shammai say it gets a separate bracha, but everyone agrees that Shacharis should have either seven, or if Shabbos deserves its own bracha, eight. That's Mefurash in the Yerushalmi. וכהי גם נענה ממתינה להברייתא בעירובין, you also have this braisa in עירובין בספר ומעלבין. ומכל מקום, I'm going down the line, הראת תלמד מכאן מפורש שאינו מתפלל תת על תפילת מוספין. You see, only Musaf gets nine. So then you'll tell me, so then what's the Gemara's question? Why do we only do Tkiyah Shofar and Musaf? The reason you only do it is because you have nine blessings. So what the Gemara's question was is, why weren't they mitaking to do nine in Shacharis? Do your Malchuyot, Tichonot, and Shofarot in Shacharis, and do your Tkiyah Shofar there. That was the Gemara's question. V'katav Rabbeinu Haigon. Next line. Rav Haigon wrote, מזל, מדקטני השני מתקיע ולא קטני תוקע שמע מינה שאין שץ תוקע אלא מצווה לאחר לתקוע שם הישבש בדעתו של התקיעות. You see that they had in mind he causes the tkiya, he himself is not the tokea, because he might get confused. Okay, what about Rishon Makres Halel and not Kores Halel, because he says Hallelujah and they say Hallelujah. He leads the saying, the way I answered it. Okay. Okay.
Very important stuff.